If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that's hard-boiled, Jay, and with me is the pirate noble, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Man, what a fun set of weeks that we've been watching this anime.
I was about to say, what a fun couple weeks. What a, like, easy watch, too, which is, like, very fun.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely watched a lot the first week. Like, more than half of what we were supposed to watch.
I think I watched most of it in the back half. Nah, I probably watched half. Yeah. Half and half. Because I think I was like at episode, I was like 30 episodes in by the time I got back from my vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good time.
Yeah. What anime are we talking about, Aaron?
We're talking about the... Oh, man. I had a good one and I lost it. We're talking about the Colosseum Classic, One Piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have the synopsis ready?
I do. This comes from our friends over at My Head. After the capture of Caesar and the alliance with the warlord Law, the Shaw has traveled to Dressrosa to make a trade with Don Flamingo, the country's king.
Oh, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much. And then all goes sideways.
And Caesar's with Nami still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the art girl?
She ran off. On the bridge? No, she ran off, remember?
She's not with them at the plateau, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Doflamingo told her run, keep running.
Let's see.
Quick question, Jay, before we continue on.
What's up?
Go ahead.
With the facts.
Yeah, it's not gonna take long. I don't think.
Yeah, the facts are gonna be pretty bare bones.
So, it's One Piece.
Yeah, it's One Piece for sure. One Piece is a shonen anime released in 1999. There's like over 1,000 episodes. This was this set of episodes is directed by Toshinori Fukazawa. And he's going to be directing all the way up until episode 891. So he's going to be the director for a good long while. And this was written by Ichihiro Oda. Yeah, Ichihiro Oda. Sorry, it's going to be... And studio is... not Sunrise. What the fuck? Toei.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Close enough.
I'm trying to go off of my head.
Yeah.
And it's licensed by Crunchyroll. The music was done by two people, Kohei Tanaka and Shiro Hamaguchi. And what would you think of the music? There was a couple of new tracks in this one.
Yeah.
For like background music.
Again, I really love the Spanish guitar.
Yeah, definitely.
Dressrosa is basically Spain.
Yeah.
Even down to the hot-blooded lovers and stuff, which is, like, hilarious.
Yeah, when they introduced Viola, or I guess Violet at the time, there was some pretty cool music playing
when
he was introduced. And as for the opening songs, I have them right here. So we get two new openings with the set of episodes that we're doing. The first one being Wake Up, and that's by a band called AAA. And we get another new opening, but only for like four episodes. And it's called Hard Knock Days, and that's by Generation from Exile Tribe. Now, what did you think of those songs, Aaron?
They're both pretty good. I mean, we got the second song kind of late. Only like a couple episodes, but that first one, we've had it for, I guess, almost all 60 episodes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it. It like grew on me as it went on.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely grew on me as well. Favorite, I was like,
what's your favorite scene in that first opening?
I don't know. There's like so much in it.
I really love it. I don't know why. I really love the scene where they're chasing the beetle and they knock over Robin's table and she like just lifts it back up.
Oh, yeah. That's a small little detail.
Yeah, it's super neat. I really like it.
Like she's like reading a book or.
Yeah, and they knock over her table and then she just uses her arms to push it back up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jade. You have anything general you want to talk about before I bring up my weird thing?
Man, we were talking about it earlier, but man, there's a lot of really cool characters introduced in this this section, this arc.
Yeah, almost like too many. There's so much.
There's like all the people from the Colosseum that like participated, and then Doflamingo's family, and then the king's people, and then there's the Tatata tribe or whatever they're called.
Tatana.
There's all those people. Mm-hmm.
Tantata. Yeah.
Man, there's so many cool characters, and it sucks because like. Like, we know that, like, I want them to join the Straw Hats, like, a lot of them. But I already know that it's not going to happen because the next person is Jinbei, obviously.
Who's your like, five you want to join, Jay?
The barrier guy I want to join. What's his name? Bartolomeo? Bartolomeo, yeah.
Yeah.
I want him to join so bad. He's like, he's so funny when he's like fangirling about everybody.
Yeah.
And I want Viola to join as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like pretty much like since she's part of the family of the. Nah, I'm pretty sure she's just going to stay around.
Right.
Wicca would be cool to join.
Yeah, I think Wicca is probably like my favorite character. Like yeah, character she's really.
Mm-hmm.
She's like very funny.
Mm-hmm.
All the Tentatas are like very funny. In that sense.
Another one that I would really love to join is Sugar. I would want
man,
Sugar.
Man, Sugar's so cool. Damn it, man.
I know Sugar would be so cool because, like, I guess an effect of her power is that she stays young. Or she stays looking young,
yeah.
Right? She's a little kid all the time.
She stops aging.
Yeah. But she's like an adult.
what a weird quirk to give her. Mm-hmm. She's like, she just likes grapes. What a weird... that's like such a weird thing to me. You know what's funny?
She doesn't age. She likes grapes. She has like a Dragon Ball Z radar for some reason.
You know who voices her in English, which is pretty funny?
Who?
The same chick who plays Sonya in Danganronpa.
Danganronpa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's hilarious. Go die. I love that. She's hilarious. There's that really like scene where like they're trying to stretch the budget as far as it'll go, where it's just her and her bodyguard just standing there. And it's just like silent for like 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, go die. And then it's so funny.
I know. I've seen that in like the doing the alphabet with all of the One Piece laughs.
Yeah. That
scene's in there. And mm-hmm. I thought it was just edited to be like that. But that's how it is in the,
it's
in
so
the anime.
Funny. You gotta save that money, Jim.
And I guess there's like the last.
There's a lot of like money saving in this arc I was like seeing.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, that really very obvious one, like, later on where... you know what you forgot to even mention? We got a new Admiral as well.
Oh, yeah. He's another one I'd want to join.
Yeah, freaking... Isho.
Yeah, he's so cool.
He's a blind... The blind swordsman is, like, a tried and true samurai trope. And, man, he's so dope.
He is so cool, and he has like such a cool devil fruit power.
What's his actual name? Because they call him two different things. I think Isho is his, like...
His first name?
Not his first name, but it's his, like, code name, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, just like how, whatchacallit? Like, they all have code names. Mm-hmm. Like, Kizaru, that's not his real name.
Oh, that's yeah, his you're code right. Name.
Same thing with, Akainu. Akainu wasn't his real name. Same with Akiji. Akiji wasn't, it was like a code name.
Right.
I think Isho is his, it's either that, because they call him two different things in the anime. I can't remember. Oh, Fujitora. That was the other name.
But
I don't think his name is Isho Fujitora. I don't think it is.
But man, what a cool power.
Man, he is...
And he's, like, really reckless with it for some reason.
Yeah, Fujitora is his code name. Isho is his... Is his, whatchacallit?
Real name?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that guy is so cool.
Known by his alias, Fujitora. So cool.
And, like, he's, like, a new... he's, like, a new admiral... And he, like, wants to, like, shake things up with, like, the world government. Like, not wanting to have warlords.
Jay, if you had to guess how old he is, how old would you say?
He's in his 50s.
Oh, wow. That's a good guess. 54. Isho. Ooh. Okay. But, yeah, Isho's badass as well.
Yeah, he's such a cool dude. I really like him as an antagonist to
everybody.
To everybody, yeah.
Another great. We got like the reintroduction of Sabo as well.
Yeah, and his little crew.
Sabo and Koala. I really like they brought Koala back. That's so cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird like. Oh, here's this side story about. What was that dude's name? Damn.
The guy
Fisher
from
Tiger?
Fisher Tiger.
Yeah. It's like, oh, here's like this random ass story with Fisher Tiger about how he returned this kid, and then now she's back and
she's part of the Revolutionary Army,
which is so cool. Also cool to find out that Sabo is a dragon's right hand man as well.
Yeah, he's the number two.
He's the number two, which is so cool. Sabo seems like he's broken already. He was, like, pretty strong without the devil fruit.
Yeah, he already knew the armament, how to do that.
It's
it's a thing that I noticed that was really cool about the new admiral guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, forget who he was fighting, but whoever he was fighting was using armament, and he wasn't, and he was still blocking stuff from somebody using armament.
Don Quixote, maybe? Probably. Like a little bit. Because I don't know who else he'd be. Maybe Luffy? When Luffy was fighting him, too?
Maybe.
For that, like, 2 seconds?
I think it might have been Don Flamingo.
Yeah. Don Flamingo.
Yeah. I'm, like, mixing up his name. Too many D's.
The one thing I love about One Piece, and I mention it every time, but just the little details we learn... in here,
right?
Like one of my favorite ones was, you know, we learned Don Quixote is the Don Quixote family is like one of the founding families,
right?
But then the little thing he says that like goes by without a lot of fanfare is he talks about Vivi's family is also a founding family. I can't remember the name,
but they...
I can't remember the name right now, but he says, yeah, they stayed behind.
Yeah, they decided not to join that one...
The Marijuana.
Yeah.
They didn't go to the Holy Land.
The Holy Land.
I can't remember their name. Nefertiti. There you go. The Nefertiti.
Vivi Nefertiti.
Yeah, Vivi Nefertiti. And that's, like, hilarious. He's like, oh, yeah. Like, the Nefertitis didn't go, but they decided to stay... I was like, whoa, what a weird thing just to drop like that. What a cool thing. And then like re-bringing up Nolan the Liar as well.
Oh yeah.
Which is like a long time like pool.
Nolan the Liar, that was like right before Skypiea, I think, right?
Yeah. And that's where they learned about Skypiea through like his journal or whatever the hell.
Oh yeah, you're right. They had his journal.
Yeah, well, it wasn't his journal, but it was like the book. It was like right. The book about getting to Skypiea, and it was written by Nolan. Yeah, it's a bunch of like crazy information you just forget that they
have just like bring back
for no reason. There's a really cool one, Jay, that I don't know if you noticed or not.
Is it the one that you're talking about? Like
early.
It happened early?
Yeah, it happens early in the... It happens early in the... not early, probably like 20 episodes in to what we just watched. But there's a very big thing that's dropped. And I want to know if you caught it or not.
You want to know if I caught
it? Yeah, I don't know if you caught it or not. It was when Jesus was talking to Blackbeard. Okay. If you caught what they were talking about.
On the phone, on the snail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall what it was.
That's a big thing.
I remember them talking, but I don't remember what it was about. What did they say?
So I forget exactly what he's talking about. Because he's talking to Blackbeard about the people who are entering the tournament.
Right.
And then he goes, yeah, that's the information Aokiji gave us.
Yes.
So Aokiji is working for Blackbeard, or at least is giving information to Blackbeard at this point.
Because he's like I did catch that. So like they're like, I don't know if they're like in cahoots with each other, but they're definitely on good terms, I guess.
Yeah, definitely feeding information to him.
Yeah, because Aokiji is not part of the world government anymore, right?
Yeah, he left the admirals after Akainu beat him.
Yeah, because Jesus was saying that like he doesn't trust him or something like that, right? That
he doesn't trust. But he was like, yeah, the information that Aokiji gave us was whatever, but he didn't really trust it or whatever. And it's like real quick too, because like Luffy like listens in like halfway through the conversation.
Right.
But it's really neat that you get like an Aokiji drop. Like,
yeah, still there. He's still somewhere.
Yeah, not that he's still somewhere. He's working with Blackbeard, or at least, buddy buddy with him.
Mm-hmm.
So very interesting thing to just like sneak in there,
right?
I'm trying to think of any other really cool details that we just learned.
I remember you texted me like earlier the other day that you're watching the dub but with subtitles, and that spoiled something for you?
Yeah, so there was a scene where at the time it's the toy soldier is fighting Lao Ji. And the subtitles said Kiros from off screen or something like that. And I was like, oh, like obviously I knew, you know, it was Kiros since we seen the toy soldier.
Right.
But it's just funny to see it like, oh, it's just right there. Mm-hmm. And like 10 episodes even before they reveal that it is him.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty funny.
You know what's funny is at first I thought Kiros was the king. The
king, yeah.
When he was in disguise. What was his name when he was in disguise?
Something like that. Ricky. It was Ricky.
I think it was Ricky.
The gladiator Ricky. And it's funny because it's King Riku. So Ricky.
Yeah, Riku. Yep.
Yeah. What was I going to say? The one thing that kind of annoyed me in this arc, and I think it annoyed me more than usual, but I really didn't like the weird cliffhangers of like showing you the like the end result of something happening. And then in the next episode showing you the before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I was like, what the hell? Because it made me feel like I was lost a lot of times. Like, hey, did I, like, zone out? Did I miss something?
Right.
Like, the big one, and I don't think it's even explained. Maybe you caught it, and I just didn't see it. Mm. But how did the toy soldier escape from Lao Ji?
Oh, originally?
Yeah.
Like, when they're in the building?
When they're in the elevator.
I think Luffy did save him, right?
No, that's how he saved them from the pop guy.
I know they definitely did. It was like some sort of like weird skip for sure.
Yeah, that because I was like, Lao Ji like knocks him, like he's fighting Lao Ji and Lao Ji knocks him down.
Yeah.
And then
like
the next.
They reach like the destination in the elevator, right? And then like knocks him out of the elevator.
Yeah. Well, I think he just knocks him down the elevator, but then the next shot we see the soldier just like running.
Right. I'm pretty sure some of the Tanta people were like distracting him or something like that.
I mean, it could have been. I don't
remember. It was like a diversion, like not a diversion, yeah. But like it was like occupying
distraction
him.
For him to get right. past. But yeah, I totally missed what the hell, like. He gets knocked down, and then the next time we see him, he's running. So I was like, maybe... I don't know. I just missed when they threw the distraction at him. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Trying to think.
Does Lao Ji have a devil fruit power?
I don't think so. I think he's just strong.
He's just super fast?
Yeah, super fast. Probably has observation hockey. Really cool to see that... Really cool to see Zoro also has observation hockey as well.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Starting to use it.
Yeah.
Like he just stops, like puts his swords away and just starts like just looking.
Yeah, just senses.
Mm-hmm.
Man, another really cool opening would have been, I'm the guy with the extremely high voice.
Oh, I know, right? How'd you like that reveal?
I had so funny. That I
was pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
How was it in the dub?
Pretty funny. It's like super high.
Yeah, because in the sub, it's really like it's super squeaky.
I'm trying to think. Man,
even my son was like, "What the heck? What's wrong with his voice?"
Speaking of the toy soldier, man.
Mm-hmm.
One piece is very well, and we've talked about it before, is like the emotional parts of this, of the anime. And even though I had known, like, you could guess from a mile away that, oh yeah, Soldier is Rebecca's dad. Name right. meant like, at first he's like Kiros, but at least that he's Rebecca's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you see that Riku or Ricky wasn't the guy, it's like, okay, well, her dad is... Kyrios, Krios.
Right.
And what really sucks is that we get that big reveal, or whatever, quote unquote big reveal, like, yes, he's Rebecca's father.
Mm-hmm.
But before they show that, you know, obviously this is it, they replay scenes with him.
Right.
And it's like they've changed context.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God. And, like, even though I knew he was her dad to begin with, the way that the scenes are set with the music and everything, like, pulls at your heartstrings.
Right.
Especially with, they kind of do it again with, I don't know if you were pinging, if you saw or noticed it, but whenever Rebecca and Scarlett were together, there was always, like, looked like something was missing from the...
Right.
From the scene.
In the picture, yeah.
Yeah, which is like really, really neat that there's somebody mm-hmm. there.
I definitely noticed the I think the easiest one to notice was the table like yeah. set for three.
For three.
Or I guess there's three chairs at least.
Mm-hmm. There's that. There's the other one that's like weirdly framed is when they're looking at the castle burning. Yeah. It's framed in a weird way that there's only two people on like the left side of the screen. Like there should be another person there. Which is like really cool. I really love that like little detail. And then going back and like plugging him back in into the memories
was like
really strong.
It was super cool to see that.
Man. One Piece is so good with its like emotional stuff. It's so good. Same thing with like the whole like one of my favorite scenes from this whole batch of episodes was Krios and Scarlet like falling in love. Like, that was like a really it was really cute.
Yeah, very cute. You know, it's funny because like my wife's been like really into like fantasy, like romance and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like right now she's like reading a whole bunch, and there's like a lot of like weird like relationship things, like where I'm falling in love with a murderer or something like that, and that's what this one is. And I was like, hey Nancy, look, it's basically like one of your stories, like they fall in love, it's super cute, but he's a murderer.
But he's a murderer. Wow, he was a justified murderer though. It's fun.
Yeah,
had to get revenge for
his buddies.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Anything else you want to bring up?
I think that's about it.
You have any new favorite devil fruit powers this time around?
There's a lot of like weird ones, like the swim fruit. Like cool. I don't know how that will be super helpful.
The swim but, fruit. That one's pretty cool. I really liked the pop one. That was really cool. That's like
a neat
application of those powers.
I explained to my wife the flag fruit, and she thought it was the dumbest power.
It is the dumbest thing ever. To be fair to your wife, that is like the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, but it's I was like explaining to her, it's like not the power, it's like how you use it. And
that's how I explain to people about how
One Piece powers work.
Yeah. It's not about like how dumb the power is. It's about like how it's used.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can talk about freaking, I don't know how it works, but there's a guy on Whole Cake. His devil fruit is like he can turn stuff into mochi.
Mm-hmm.
And the applications of it is like crazy. Same thing with Doflamingo. Like he can control string.
Yeah.
And it's like doesn't sound like it could be like powerful, but it's like not. It's like the application of it.
Right.
Same thing with like Luffy.
He's rubber.
He's a rubber man. Like that doesn't really have any crazy application. We can talk about what's her name from CP9. Like her skin is super soapy. She's like a soap woman.
Oh yeah.
Alvida too. Alvida's like a smooth woman.
Yeah, smooth, yeah.
So she's smooth? Like, that doesn't really do anything, but, like, she can, like, glide on surfaces and stuff. Like,
yeah, pretty much ice skate everywhere.
Yeah, she's, like, super cool. trying to think, like, any other one that sounds dumb. I think, like, Chopper's fruit is kind of dumb, like, if it was eaten by a human.
Yeah, it's like there's no other application other than giving it to, like, an animal.
An animal.
Or a weapon.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess.
Imagine giving a gun freaking a human fruit.
Oh my god. Trying to think. But yeah, there's a lot of dumb powers in One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
Flag
is interesting for sure.
Yeah. You know what is funny? There was, speaking of defending One Piece, I was watching when Senior Pink came out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my friend was like, how do you defend this? And I'm like, well, he's a funny character. Like, Frankie's a joke character.
Basically, he's a joke character. They're basically the same kind of character.
Yeah, they're both, it's just it's the joke.
Yeah.
They're not like a, it's not like a serious, like, thing. And a lot of times it's like,
I love Señor Pink.
And a lot of times it's like, you don't even take One Piece like super seriously.
Yeah.
Because the more you take it seriously, the more you're like, I don't know, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's too many ugly characters or something like that. Yeah.
Well, how does a rubber man do all this stuff, you know?
All right.
I think it doesn't make any sense.
Bite his finger and then blow air it into it.
Yeah. Because Luffy's literally a cartoon character.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And that's why he's like so broken in universe.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just like, how do you stop a cartoon character? All right, Jay. Anything else you want to mention?
I think that's it.
You want to mention
Señor Pink?
Señor Pink. I guess we'll talk about him in
a little bit
here. But art and cinematography, Jay.
Art, it's basically the same.
Yeah. Real cool designs. Some real bad designs as well.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how I really don't like Rebecca's design.
Her outfit, yeah. Right?
Her outfit.
You know what's funny? There was one scene where she's wearing clothes, and I'm like, oh my god, finally she has a t-shirt.
She looks good.
On.
Yeah. That's always when I'm like, when Nami puts on a shirt, I'm like, well, she looks like decent.
I know, right?
She's not just like eye candy.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, Robin has those moments too where her breasts are always just out as well.
Well, there is this one scene specifically. I was going to bring this up, but there is one scene where her boobs were freaking humongous.
Oh my god, I'm glad you said it. I also noticed that. It's like when they're on the plateau.
I was like, what the hell? It's like, is she an H cup? What the hell?
What's going on? Yeah, it was on like the plateau, right?
Yes.
I think like at the plateau and when they're like gliding. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was like right before they were gliding, I think.
I was like, she's like right next to
Bartolomeo.
Well, no, she's next to like Rebecca.
Oh yes, and like it's like way bigger than Rebecca.
Yeah, she's way bigger than Rebecca. I was like, I'm pretty sure they're
and
like
Rebecca's
similar.
Already huge.
Yeah, it was weird. It was so funny. I'm glad you brought that up. I was literally just gonna bring that up right now too. Pretty funny. I'll guess one thing before we go back a little bit. You know, I really like that this arc has almost like everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like fighting a warlord. They're fighting an admiral. They're fighting like Big Mom.
Yeah.
Like there's like a bunch of stuff going on. And I never really felt it until now. But man, One Piece is really like busy.
It is. Especially this arc.
Doesn't it? It feels like more than usual because, yeah, we split everybody up,
mm-hmm.
and then like everyone had like their little adventure, and then like everyone is fighting somebody somewhere else.
Right.
There's like a lot of moving parts to this.
Yeah, it felt like, especially like in that first half, it felt like really busy. It was like almost like, oh my god, there's like way too much going on. There's like Kinemon stuff. There's stuff on the boat.
Well, because I was like, there was a lot of points where it was like, oh, like Bartolomeo finally found Luffy. And then it's like, oh, well, let's go find out what's the ship doing right now.
I know, right?
And I was like, no, go back. I want to see what Luffy's doing.
That's how I felt about this last episode. It was like, they had like, oh, like they hear a noise in the freaking, where all the discarded toys is. And that's where Kinemon or wherever his name is there. Like, what's this noise? And then, like, it goes to, like, the eye catch.
Right.
And then they don't go back.
Yeah, then they don't go back
like,
to
no!
it.
What was the noise? I want to see.
Man. You know, again, Jay, we don't do underutilized. We know it's super underutilized in this. Besides, like, the Straw Hats that get tossed away.
Yeah.
Freaking, I think it's Sugar. Sugar's like my like favorite like designed, probably like one of my favorite design characters in Doflamingo's game.
Yeah,
And she's like adorable. And
yeah,
I freaking that. I don't know what was better for me, like Usopp beating Perona or Usopp beating Sugar.
Dude.
Because those are both like hilarious scenes. And they're both like the same thing too, like because he beats Perona by scaring her too, right?
Right. With the hammer?
I think so. Ends up like waking her up or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but what man. That fight was like such a like, it did not go as like how I was expecting it to go, because as soon as I saw the grape that they wanted to wanted Sugar to eat, I was like, oh, just give it to Usopp, and then he just
slingshot it into her mouth. Yeah,
you're the sniper. But Usopp was like, oh my god, he was just so lagging like the whole time.
He was
time
so
there,
annoying.
It was so annoying that he took so forever to take any kind of action.
Right. It felt like the most, like, all right, we gotta, like, plod along a little bit. Almost, like, damn near just filler. Of, like, come on, Uzo, do something. Like,
I know.
For real. But like, you even know, Robin. Even Robin was trying to get in some work. I think that is so cheating that she touched Robin's, like, extra appendage.
I know.
And it
like that shouldn't work.
Yeah, that was super cheating.
You know, speaking of that, that involves one of my favorite details of that whole scene. Was when Robin turned into a doll, and like people were like all the Tantata people were like asking Usopp and for help and stuff like that, and they were like believing in Usopp. But there was they showed Frankie for 1 second. And he mentions only Usopp, like, come on, Usopp, just do the last thing. It's like, even like, it was that quick that Frankie forgot Robin
even,
was there.
Even Luffy forgot too. Mm-hmm. If you,
oh yeah, on the phone, right? They're talking on the phone.
When they're waiting to get the jump on Doflamingo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Viola. Viola's like, oh, one of your crewmates is down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like Usopp's down there.
So yeah, even, as long as like, Usopp's down there, it'll
that's
be fine.
So, I really love like that's consistent through the...
Mm-hmm. It was like, pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, Jay. Any other designs you really like, Jim?
I think that's about it. A lot of Don Flamingo's people are kind of ugly looking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the Tun-Tun guy. Dillinger's cool.
I think the flag guy looks kind of cool. But he's also kind of ugly. Yeah,
he looks like a guy from Aerosmith.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
You know what's fun? You know what's an interesting thing that I read about? So, I read this because of the thing that you sent me about Panda Man.
Uh-huh.
So, Panda Man's designed after, like, a wrestler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, after that, he made, Ichihiro Oda made Jesus, who's, like, another wrestler kind of inspired character.
Right.
And I guess Abdullah and the other guy, they're also like
the wrestlers.
Wrestler.
Abdullah the Butcher. People. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other guy. But there was another one that we saw. That one punk guy from Enies Lobby. He has the mask, the purple hair dude.
The one?
His design is like, his mask is like Mankind's mask.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned that about
yeah,
that
I guess
character.
So.
But he's also wrestler inspired.
That's funny.
Yeah,
what's his name? The bad guy at that arc.
Yes, the guy that
breaks his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did. He called the what was this golden snail thing called? Buster call.
The Buster call. Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry. I thought you were going to mention the really cool thing of all the admirals are based off of Japanese actors.
Are they? That's super cool.
Yeah, they're all based off of...
It makes sense when you see, like, they have, like, distinct features for sure.
They're all based off of, like, old samurai movies. Like, old, like, golden age actors.
Who's Kizaru's inspired after? I want to know.
Yeah.
I think... he has, like, the most distinct face out of everybody.
Yeah, when you see him, it's pretty cool, actually. Let me see. Hold on. Any other things, Jay?
I think that's about it.
Oh,
so now, right. Oh, do you have any cinematography? Was there anything that you remember?
Not really.
You know what? You know, it's like going into like scenes and stuff. You know what scene I did not like? Was, the bull getting shot by Don Flamingo. I was like, no,
because
I love that bull so much. I want that bull to join the Straw Hats.
He's so cool.
That bull is so cool. Was it Mushi?
Oh,
I don't know what they call him in the dub, but they call him Mushi.
It was Moosey, because it was
Moosey.
Yeah. This is a really cool... I had to find one with no spoilers in it.
Oh, a picture of the guy?
Yeah.
That's... Oh! That's super cool.
Yeah, and then there's one with like all their names on like their actual names, but there's some spoilers on that one, so... New that's Admirals that's we freaking... haven't seen yet, so...
Oh, okay. Sengoku's not in this one. Is he also inspired by an actor?
Sengoku? I'm not sure. Well, Sengoku is in a... He's a fleet admiral.
No.
It's not the admiral.
What about Smoker?
He is a vice admiral.
God dang it.
Yeah. Garp? Garp's a vice admiral as well.
Mm-hmm.
But so cool. I love... Like, you could see it, too, in all of them, which is, like, hilarious.
Right, yeah. It's super cool.
Like, it's just, like, blatantly. They're, like, blatantly these people. Because I think when I first seen it, I was, like, I was wondering if Aokiji was black. Because I was, like, he kind of looks black. So I was, like, oh, I wonder if he is. And when I went to go look it up, people are like, oh, no, he could be, but he's based off of a Japanese actor. Like, they're all based off of Japanese actors.
Man, that's so neat. It's, like, such a, like, cool thing. Imagine you're a One Piece character.
Man.
You hire a One Piece character.
That'd be so cool. Well, there's, like...
You should get these guys to play them in the live action.
It's, like, Jacko, right? There's like Michael Jackson. There's like a bunch of different culture. People. Yeah,
I mean Diamante is pretty much Steven Tyler, right? Is that his name?
Aerosmith.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And he has a microphone and everything.
Yeah, you know, man, I really love. Speaking of little details, I really love like the microphones are like just tiny snails as well.
Oh, yes.
And then another one that... Because I've always wondered, right, about, like, custom snails. Huh. Like, oh, do, like, snails just, like, evolve to look like whatever? Or do they, like, paint them, basically? Like, design them to look that way? And the thing that I've come to now is, like, obviously, like, they decorate them to look how they want to look. Because if you look on the Don Quixote families, and I don't know if you can see it on all of them, but at least at the Colosseum guy, because he had a Don Quixote family microphone or snail, you can see the tape holding like the eyes on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a little. You can see the little piece of tape behind it, like holding.
That's hella funny.
Yeah, holding. You know how it has the crazy eyes like Don Flamingo or Doflamingo.
Did you catch the other one with a koala? There's a camera one.
Yeah, that was super cool too.
Mm-hmm.
I love the technology of One Piece. It's so cool.
Apparently it's all scandals because of like how it's written in Japanese, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just like a joke or whatever?
Yeah. I think it's like a joke. I think it's just like how it's pronounced.
I don't know how
snail is pronounced in Japanese. I think that's how it is.
That's pretty funny.
It's like similar to telephone, I think. Or
right.
I think that's how it is. Something like that.
All right, Jay. Characters.
Characters. I love all of them.
Yeah. Any. You know, I always love coming to One Piece because it's like we don't have to even talk about, you know,
what happened.
We don't have to even talk about like the Straw Hats mostly.
Right.
I really love that we got God Usopp finally.
Right.
Which is like something
yeah.
I've known for a hot minute. And I was like, is
that going to be on his poster?
His updated poster.
Oh my God.
It says God Usopp on it. And that's so cool.
Yeah.
Just like, I really love that eventually they updated Robin's. Because I don't think Robin says Devil Child on it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's also a grown up picture of her instead of
the kid.
Yeah, which is so cool. I like that.
You want to know a fun fact about the Wanted posters, Aaron? Panda Man has a bigger bounty than Blackbeard.
Really? That's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, I saw this, like, I read this one thing. It was like a comment. And somebody was like, did like a made up story about Panda Man and how he's actually a devil fruit eater. And he ate like a background fruit.
That's pretty funny. Gosh dang it.
And that, like, he's like, and it's like a. He's just like, he's like there at like every event.
So I don't know if like, I was looking into it, and I think my friend just said, "Is this like an animator joke that he's in there, which is like hilarious." Good old Panda Man. It's so funny that he's. I sent you that video, and he's like you said, he's like in every major event.
Right. He's like he's everywhere. He's at the. Was he in Skypiea?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm
pretty sure he was in Skypiea. He was a zombie on Thriller Bark.
That's so funny.
All sorts of stuff.
And he was just in the crowd at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
So cool. I like he's like in weird. From now on, we're just going to be looking for him. Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Do you know his origin?
No.
Well, he's a wrestler. Ichiro Oda made him as like for a contest, like for a wrestling anime.
That's funny.
It was like a submission thing, and he just like ended up using him for.
That's hilarious.
For everything, I mean, he makes cameos in the manga as well.
That's pretty cool. All right, Jay. Besides Panda Man, if you guys didn't figure out, we just learned about Panda Man recently.
I know. After freaking
hilarious
million episodes,
yeah.
Finally noticed Panda Man.
Super cool. I wish you would have known like early on about Panda Man.
I know, right? I want him to join the Straw Hats.
Gosh, dang it. man, I really, speaking of God Usopp, man, I really love Sugar's face.
Oh yeah,
he's scared. Like her eyes bulged out of her head through her glass. That's so funny.
You know, speaking of reactions, I'm pretty sure this is the first time we saw one of those kind of reactions from Robin.
Oh yeah, like an actual reaction.
Yeah, an actual like reaction with like her eyes bulging and stuff.
When was that at?
It was when the soldier was explaining the mission when they're at the Flower Hill hideout thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was right there where I think it was Frankie, Robin was in the middle, and then Usopp on the other side, and they all made like a big reaction to something.
That's so funny. I love Robin.
I know. I was like, well, I even paused it, and I was like, and I showed Nancy. I was like, look. This is the first time I've ever seen Robin make any kind of reaction. Usually she's just like blank face.
Yeah. Man, Robin's so cool.
Yeah, she is.
She's my favorite. She's so damn. I think she's my favorite Straw Hat. She's so cool. I wish they gave her more to do. I feel like Rem doesn't do anything. Like, for real. Like, I don't think
she's so overpowered.
Yeah, like, she didn't do anything like this arc, really. I don't think I've ever seen her. She's never been, like, in a fight yet before.
Not in a big fight.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure she could have solved the sugar thing.
I mean, yeah, right?
She could have knocked out sugar easy.
Yeah. Again, we mentioned before, but like, I love when anime you can figure out how they're trying to like stall for time,
right?
And like this arc is all like, oh, Law in his handcuffs.
I know, right? Why take him anywhere?
Because if he can't find a crackhead, that's why. Luffy has crackhead energy, and he's like, nope, we gotta go do it now.
Let's go.
Yeah, I love Viola's like, I'm gonna find the key, and then he just leaves.
Yeah. Right there with them.
God damn it. Man, I love Luffy. He's so funny. I love Law too, man. I know Law's not gonna join him, but man, he's so cool.
Yeah. I like that we finally understand that his is the back of his jacket says Corazon because of his buddy.
His buddy Corazon.
No, speaking of Corazon, we see him in the new opening. He looks super cool.
Yeah, he's rad. Man, I can't wait to watch more of this. JJ, why don't you pick more? Another 2 weeks. I know. So good. See, I already kind of, not that I've been feeling kind of burnt out, but with a bunch of episodes like this, I do feel kind of get burnt in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it is fun. Like, I like doing it.
Yeah, me too.
But it's like, man, I kind of do like what we have now, where we do something different every week.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm pretty sure if I like watched One Piece by myself like regularly, like I would have been burnt out arcs ago probably.
Probably, yeah.
It's very nice to go like, oh, I take a couple months off. Oh, let's go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a crap ton.
Oh, and watching I mentioned years worth in one go.
Yeah, I mentioned Jay. We're like currently in One Piece time 2015.
Yeah.
And it'll be 2016 by the time we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fairly cool. Also really rad that I think about how funny it is going back to like the first time we covered One Piece, which was like pretty early on in the podcast, I think.
Yeah.
Like sub episode 20.
Yeah, it was like 10.
Yeah, and it's funny to hear Jay go, yeah, the One Piece over 800 episodes.
Yeah.
And then these last couple ones, like, oh, over 1,000 episodes.
They've made 200 episodes since we started the podcast.
It's so cool.
Over 200.
Over
200 sure.
episodes, yeah. What, have we covered One Piece every year of this podcast?
Yeah.
I don't think,
yeah, definitely.
Year two, I don't think we did a One Piece then.
I think we did.
Did we?
We've done it every year, I believe.
If we did it every, I'm about to fact check that right after we're done with this. But anyway. Yeah, Jay, characters.
I love Señor Pink.
Yeah, he's cool.
I want him to join the tribe.
Gosh dang it.
That'd be crazy if he joined.
No, he's so hard boiled, Jay. He can't.
I know. He'd have to have his like little girl posse that he calls tramps. Like,
and they're so funny. Gosh dang it. The only way. He's like the only reason the only reason a man should ever be behind somebody is unzipping their dress. Unzipping a woman's dress. And the only reason why they should be in front is if they're trying to steal a kiss. It's like, oh my god.
My favorite one was him taking like the missile without dodging, because he was like brushing his teeth with a shoe brush.
I know. What the hell?
He's like, he's washing his molars.
He's
dodge, Señor Pink.
He's so horrible. Or whenever he eats like the tomato, he's like rips her bikini off to.
Oh yeah, to wipe his
mouth,
wipe his face.
He's
Yeah,
so cool.
He does it a few times.
Oh, anybody else you want to mention, Jay? There's a lot of freaking characters. Krios is
Doflamingo,
cool.
Doflamingo, man, I love Doflamingo so much.
That fool's evil as hell, Jay.
He is so evil, but I still, I don't know what it is. I really like him, and the fact that I don't really care that he's like a horrible, horrible person.
No, he's a great villain.
He is a great villain.
I can't.
I don't think he takes over. I still like Crocodile more, but man, Doflamingo is like close.
He's getting really close. Yeah, it's just, I was telling somebody, I was like, man, he's getting real close to like my favorite. There's something about Crocodile, just like.
There's something about his like
his swag. Like literally, it's like
yeah,
the swag factor of that man.
Just the way that he looks, the way that he talks is super cool.
He's so dope.
Yeah,
I love
One Piece villain.
I love One Piece too, but I love Crocodile.
Yeah. He's hopefully so cool. Doflamingo doesn't die.
Man, with his crocodile with his claw, his hook.
Yeah, super cool.
God dang it. Man, he's just like a gangster.
Hairy legs.
Doflamingo's hairy legs always make me laugh. That's such a funny detail.
Yeah, his hairy legs. Man, did you see how his hair looks when he in the flashback?
No. Oh, yeah.
It's more like his feathers.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Like, it, like, matches his feathers and how they look.
I love he also has, like, cool wrestling slash, like, swimming trunks on, too.
Mm.
I think they look hella cool.
They're, like, skinny short pants or something.
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
Yeah. Like I said, they're, like, swimming pants or, like...
He's, like, wearing, like, ballerina shoes, too.
Yeah, he's cool. Good old Dolphy.
Yeah.
I
want to see him without sunglasses. I want to see what he looks like.
What does Luffy call him?
Mingo.
He just calls him Mingo. I think Mingo's such a dumb.
Everybody else calls him Dolphy.
Everyone else calls him Dolphy, which is fine. Dolphy's which is funny that one. He calls him Mingo.
Yeah.
Really?
In the dub, does he call Cavendish Cabbage?
Cabbage, yeah.
Buddy.
Good old cabbage. I think Zoro says like his parents named him that. He's like, yeah. He's, man, what a cool group of people.
Like, Luffy, why do you want to beat up Doflamingo? Because Rebecca gave me two lunches.
I know. He's a man. Man, the birdcage is so cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool concept.
Man, I don't understand the logic of Doflamingo needing clouds to fly, but that's pretty cool that he can fly because of clouds.
He has to attach to something.
I know, but it's a cloud.
Yeah,
but you can't attach anything to it. Yeah.
Jay, this man can control people with one thread of string.
I know.
You're gonna draw the line. I don't think you can grab
hundreds
a cloud.
And hundreds of people.
Yeah, and he can control, like, hundreds of people at one time.
Right.
And I don't think he can grab one of the clouds. That makes no sense. Gosh dang it. With Doflamingo throwing
up gang signs. He can make a
clone of himself. I love that. Oh, the clone of himself one is so weird, too. That one's kind of
dumb. Yeah, that first reveal, I was like, oh, come on. I thought Doflamingo was dead, and I was shocked.
No. God dang it, Jay.
I was like, no way is he dead. And then I was like, okay, it's just a string clone.
You could reason, like, he's a string man, and it's just, like, Logia. It's a Logia power.
Is he a Logia type?
No, he's a Paramecia. I'm pretty sure. He's like Luffy.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, he's like Luffy, where he can't physically turn into string, but
yeah,
his body is made of string.
No. Hold on. I was like, literally just Googled string fruit. I'll tell you right now what it is.
Is it called string fruit?
Yeah, it's called string fruit. String human. It is Paramecia. Yep.
What's Paramecia? Paramecia. What's the definition?
Give me a second.
So pretty much, it gives him superhuman
ability. Yeah, it gives him superhuman abilities. No, that's the other one. Logia. Logia, you need Haki to hit. So it says, the fruits of this type allow the consumer to achieve one of a large variety of abilities that enables them to become superhuman or perform superhuman feats.
Okay.
So, like Robin,
she's also that?
She's a Paramecia. Yeah, Robin's a Paramecia. Brooke is a Paramecia. Luffy's a Paramecia.
Being immortal gives him super power abilities.
Yeah, Jay. What kind of human do you know? What kind of human do you know can revive, Jay? What's that? Not superhuman.
He can revive. I thought he was just immortal.
No, he can revive. I think the next time he dies is like he only gets like one retry, which is kind of dumb. But like if he dies again, it'll kill him for good. Like he just can't. Like, it doesn't give him immortality. Or it does give him, like, immortality in a way. But you only get, like, one redo, I think.
Right, if you, like, fall into water or something.
Well, no, I think if he just kills him. It's like, if he just dies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he won't get
it. How would you kill him, then? Just cutting off his head?
Yeah, cut off his head, probably. I mean, if you think about it, right? He's been, like, beaten to a pulp and bleeding and stuff.
Right, he still drinks milk and
stuff. Yeah. Oh, look, there's a giant list of people.
Luffy, don't look at it, Aaron.
Buggy, Alvida, Betham, Das Bones. I forgot number one's name is Das Bones. It's a sick-ass name.
That's the sword guy?
Yeah, number one. Das Bones. Bellamy. Foxy?
I want Bellamy to join.
What's tribe. Foxy's fruit?
The beam?
Oh, slow, right? Slow.
It makes him slow, yeah.
Kuma. Bonnie, Kid. Law. Most people have Paramecia.
Bonnie was what? What was her power? Did we see it?
Jewelry Bonnie? We haven't seen it yet. But okay. No, have we seen it yet? I don't think we've seen it. I know what it is. I don't think we've seen it. Perona. Apu. Hancock. Yeah, like maybe like the majority of people on here have Paramecia. It's all deceased people. This is the...
No! You're like Luffy.
It's really cool. There's like a... What are these people? Hold on. Oh, it's so cool. God damn it. Oh, damn it. All right, I don't want to look at this no more. Jay, why you let me look at spoilers?
I told you not to.
Why you let me look at the spoilers, Jay? Damn.
You're looking at another state.
Damn.
Look at it, Aaron.
Why did you not stop me, bro? I'm just kidding. There's a...
Told you it was a bad idea.
There's a list of non-canon people. That's cool.
Panda Man. Eat the background fruit.
Background fruit, exactly. Lily, the giant girl? Oh, she's the small, right? Is that what hers was? She could shrink?
Yeah, she's a giant that ate small fruit.
Yeah.
Does she become normal? So that is cool. So cool.
I love this list of non-canon people. Okay. But yeah. And then Zone lets you change your body. And then...
Permanently, right? It's a permanent change?
Yeah. No, because some people can go back and forth. That's like
Copper, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, what you call it?
That's mostly the people that turns into animals.
Yeah, people who turn into animals can change into, like, human, back into human form. Mm-hmm. Like, what's his name? Marco?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a phoenix.
He's a phoenix, yeah.
And the dinosaur guy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, X Drake. Your boy X Drake. Yeah. And then I don't think they've fought anybody with like a zone, like a villain who has
that
a zone.
That
flute.
Harpy lady. That was that Harpy lady. A zone?
No,
she's just like an experiment.
Law,
person?
No, Law gave her the bird wings. I don't know why, but yeah. She's like, hey, I want to just not be able to hold things anymore. Take my arms off and freaking give me wings. No, because her quirk, her devil fruit was
ice. The snow?
The snow, yeah.
It's a snow woman.
The snow woman. Yeah, she was a snow woman. I love that. I wish we got more of that where it's like, oh, I'm a blank person. Because I think those are really cute. So yeah, I'm a popping person, or he's a concrete person, or a string man.
I ate the stone fruit.
He's a stone. Oh, is it stone or concrete? It was stone, right?
He was stone.
Yeah, that's nice, dude.
What a crazy power that is.
God, so broken.
It's super broken. I mean, Luffy and Zoro could like easily break through stone, but
speaking of design. I really love the super giant design that has like the buildings all over him and stuff.
Oh yeah,
man! No way! Like not like a bajillion people died during this arc. No way! Right? There's no possible. There's like people like when he's like standing up, the concrete guy. There's like a guy like falls out of his house and just like falls straight down. Like no way!
My house is on his arm.
Yeah. No way these people are living. All right, Jay. Kind of went on a
big tangent.
Big tangent.
Not tangent, but
yeah.
It took a big turn.
Left turn. Any other characters, Jay, you want to mention? I love, just love talking about One Piece. One Piece is fun.
I think that's about it.
To talk about. All right, Jay. Anything else before we end of the wrap up? Final thoughts?
I want to watch more.
Man, speaking of favorite scenes, did you get a little tear when people were coming back? I thought it was like so sweet. I love that.
Oh, when everybody, oh yeah,
started turning when back.
Back to humans.
Oh, the not Poco. That was like the lamest one. I thought that was hilarious.
His jacket the dog
said,
guy.
Yeah, it said not Poco on his back. On his jacket, yeah. Oh, that was like sweet. That was really cute. That and
Rebecca remembering everything.
Man, really cool. Poor guy who was like, she's like, wait a second, I just remembered I have a boyfriend.
No,
yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Oh, that other one that was super crappy was the woman. Like that was like his wife.
He's oh like, yeah, and she was all jealous, right?
Yeah, well, not jealous. I mean, of course, I'd be like jealous, but like angry.
Yeah.
For 10 years, you know what's also really interesting about that though, about Sugar's powers, it made people forget, but didn't erase them. Because there's that really cool scene where they're like, "Oh yeah, who's like Abdullah and whatever," because they had been turned into toys already. But they were still on the list.
Right.
And I was like, I thought that was like really dope. Man. Who's your favorite new character, Jay? I don't think I asked. Or maybe I did.
New character?
Yeah, besides Senior Pink.
Doflamingo.
Doflamingo. He's an old character, Jay. Pick a new character.
Law.
No, just that. I know, I'm about to say.
The Admiral guy.
Yeah, Isho.
Show
Fujitora,
my god, boy. What a cool
he's what a cool so thing. Cool.
I remember at the beginning of the episode, you asked me what was my favorite scene from the opening that we saw the majority of this set of episodes,
right?
I think the three towers with him, Doflamingo, and Law standing at each little tower. I think that's my favorite.
I like the actual representation of that scene where. Is that giant hole? Oh man.
They all defended. themselves.
That's cool.
I do hate destroyed except for where they're standing.
I do hate Yusho is like, oh man, I kind of messed up on that one when you brought down the comet to try to hit when you try to hit Sabo. Yeah,
he was like, make sure everybody evacuates after the fact.
Yeah, god dang it, he's so cool. All right, Jay. Accessibility. I mean, we love it. Yeah, but it's. I mean, when you talk about One Piece, you got to bring up. You know, there's a bajillion episodes, so it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
The pacing is freaking dog crap. If you want to be completely honest.
Yeah, it takes a long time for something to happen.
Yeah, which is funny. I was like, I don't even mind the like horrible pacing in this because it's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of shit that we watch where it has like crappy pacing and it's just a slog to watch, but this has like worst pacing, probably one of the worst pacing of any anime that we've ever covered
for sure. Shonen.
Yeah. And it's so bad. It's so funny. It's funny when you can start timing like, oh, they spend like 2 minutes a page.
I know, right?
And that's how bad it is. And then there's some fan service.
You know, I don't know if it translated to the dub, but I was in the sub. There was a lot of like cursing.
Not that
like, more than usual.
Yeah, not that I can think of. Not that I was like, oh man.
Yeah, and then there's like smoking and
drinking.
Was there any drinking?
Yeah, he's drinking.
Oh yeah,
wine.
Yeah, Senor Pink was drinking brandy.
Drinking brandy
from a baby bottle.
This is like a bunch of wine and stuff. It is Spain, after all.
Yeah.
And then you can watch it on Crunchyroll, dub and sub. Pretty good. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
I want to wait until we're done with the arc before.
You know what I want to do is watch One Pace, that website.
I mean, you should be watching it right now, actually. I don't know why you don't. Like, honestly, like, for real, like, I don't know why you don't. You save yourself so much time.
That's not where you watch, right?
No. Because I watch the dub. The dub isn't...
Isn't on there?
Isn't on there, yeah. So, unfortunately, I gotta keep watching the...
Everything.
Well, I recently just learned One Piece at 1.2 speed is probably like the optimal speed to watch it at. And that's how I watch it now.
Hmm.
There's not like a big difference, but there's like the time save is actually pretty good.
Okay.
But yeah, you could definitely start watching One Piece. The only thing would be is you'd have to figure out where it actually ends or whatever.
Right.
Because they stitch a bunch of episodes together.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to figure out like, okay, this episode goes from here to here, which I think they're all like pretty much on the dot with it. Funny enough, one of my friends just recently caught up to One Piece watching One Piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So fairly cool. Yeah. I mean, again, if I was watching the sub 100%, I would have been watched One Piece by now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just would have been way easier.
I'm like really curious. Maybe I'll like just for fun, I'll start Dressrosa again to see like,
yeah, see how what the difference
see
is.
How it is.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, they finished the Colosseum in one episode.
I know, they did all the fights back to back.
Man, I don't know if they actually reorganize them like that, because that'd be kind of interesting, but we'd see. Interesting they take out all the flashbacks too and everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. All right. What do you want from the second half of Dressrosa?
I want Mushi to be okay. And somebody to join. Anybody. Bellamy.
I love you saying that, Jay. To be okay. Nobody's gonna join.
I know.
It sucks. It sucks too, because
I want to know why. Because that Bartolomeo guy, whatever his name is, he seems like he wants to join. I want to know the reason why he's not going to.
Oh, good old the Bartolo Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I would like him as a permanent member, but I think he'd be kind of cool.
I feel like he'd be the perfect person just to leave on the boat.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like they need more people. I mean, to be fair, Sanji was on the boat team.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, left. So, I think they're, like, fine with their boat team people.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, because it's usually always, like, Nami. So, it's always Chopper. It's always almost the non-combatant people who stay.
Yeah.
So, it's like Chopper, Nami, Usopp usually as well is on there.
Sometimes Franky stays.
Yeah. And most times you believe, like, oh, that's probably enough. And it usually is enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth, what do you give the first half of Dressrosa?
I love it. It's gotta go watch.
Yeah, really good. I don't know if it's gonna be my favorite. Arc.
Arc?
Yeah. No, let's see where we end.
Yeah.
But man, it's heading that way, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think it's as again. Which is weird. Like, I don't think it's as good as I lost it, Jay.
Alabasta,
thank you. I love Alabasta as an arc. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. But we'll see.
Ace there. You see Crocodile there.
Crocodile.
Vivi.
Vivi's dad.
That hawk big guy. Duck.
Oh, yeah. Kuro?
Yeah. That was like Kazoo something. I don't know.
Pretty good. All right, Jay. Now that we've entered the Smile Factory and we're going to find our
we're going to free princess. The tribe.
I love they hate that princess. That thing is so funny to me. The Tantata hate their princess.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, she's spoiled, but I really can't wait to see her. Because they're like, I bet like she's like being very pampered.
Yeah.
As like, I don't know. I'm super excited to see it. Like the reason why they don't want to show her to her subjects.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they're like, it was a hassle to, like, enslave her, so we're just making her comfortable so she doesn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think she's coming up pretty soon here, too. Anyway, Jay, what do you have for us for next week? Or this week?
So I'm picking, like, a kind of a random one. I was, like, browsing, and I just found one randomly that I think it sounds interesting. And it involves something that we both enjoy, which is, whatchamacallit, Rakugo.
I was going to say anime? Yeah.
But it's an anime called My Master Has No Tail. Have you heard of it?
Nope. Never heard of it.
So I guess the main thing is the main character is a tanuki person, and she wants to, like, prank people, but I guess it's, like, an age where, like, mythical pranks are, like, not of norm anymore. So she wants to learn Rakugo so she could, like, hypnotize people and make pranking normal again, I guess. Something like that.
Yeah, how many episodes is this?
12. Oh, 13, I think. 13. Okay. It's on a high dive.
So, My Master Has No Tail.
Yes.
If you're excited,
so it's a comedy.
Yeah, if you're excited for us to review that. Or you're excited or you enjoyed our review on Dressrosa, go ahead, leave us a like, leave us a comment, subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms, email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com, and follow the Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, with that, everybody, we'll see you next week.
Everybody, stay remembering your loved ones.
Everybody, stay hardcore.